Welcome, Mistress Kate here. This session is a hypnosis session called Shooting Wick. I always pick the names for any of my sessions with great care. This is because I know they will stick with you for a long time, sometimes even forever. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. Me, Mistress Kate, picking a bunch of words and putting them into a meaningful order where any combination is possible. And you, becoming aware of my word composition by reading the file descriptions on my website or by listening to my voice in a hypnosis session, as you are doing right now. At this very moment, my words have already entered your mind. It happened without you even being aware of it. But my words already went in very, very deeply, as you will learn very soon. Somehow, my words are capable of bypassing all of your defenses and penetrate your mind so easily and so very deeply. They are instantly locked into your brain, and you cannot do anything about it. Oh, you know this is true, because you can recall anything I just told you. Now think of the power it gives me. Think of the power I have over your mind when you can reconsider what I just said. This is mind control, my love. Pure mind control. But that's not all. There is more to it. Once a person is hypnotized by me or anyone else, that person gets into a state of mind where he or she is very open to suggestions. I prefer to call this state of mind a highly suggestible state. When you are hypnotized by me, I can suggest anything you like, anything you admire, or even better, the things you crave, and you will experience my suggestion as if it were real, just like that. In fact, my suggestions are real, and so are your experiences, because reality doesn't exist without awareness. Your awareness creates your reality. And this, right here, right now, is your reality, created out of all the things that are picked up by your senses. And you, my love, have a very sensitive body. So reality is nothing more than how you and your subconscious mind perceive your surroundings. Within your reality, you are constantly searching for those things that mean something special to you. Things that make you feel good. Pleasant things. Things that have your natural interest. And you know which things I mean, because they pop up into your conscious mind constantly during the day. And sometimes even during the night, while you are dreaming, you're open to new experiences and open to learn new skills. And that's why you're listening to this file. It could have been any file that you are listening to right now, but you picked this one. And you have picked it for a reason. Something has triggered you. and something made you start listening to this particular file. Yes, you couldn't resist. You had to listen to it. And that is because I, Mistress Kate, was able to trigger you already with just my words. My carefully chosen words made you listen to this session. And you simply couldn't resist. You respond so well to my triggers. All of my triggers. As you will soon find out. And now, I finally have your complete focus and attention. Or to put it in other words, you are now hypnotized by me. You probably aren't even aware of it. It happens so quickly. You have slipped into trance moments ago. Maybe you have been hypnotized before, and you recognize this incredible feeling of relaxation. That feeling where your mind goes quiet, and maybe even completely blank. Your breathing becomes nice and slow now. You might even experience some of those pleasurable tingles that have the potential to evolve into all kinds of physical stimulation, if your mind is provided with the right suggestions. From this moment onward, it will be so easy for you to let go of everything other than the sound of my voice. The volume of your own voice is fading out, leaving more and more space for my voice to guide you deeper into trance. Your thoughts fade completely. Your mind becomes so blank that it doesn't require any effort to let my voice become your thought. My voice is so crystal clear now. And you will notice that my voice induces a very deep state of trance. Maybe even deeper than some of the trances you've experienced before. My warm voice sounds so very pleasant to you. And while you go deeper and deeper into trance, my voice becomes even more attractive to listen to. At this moment, my voice is all that matters to you. My voice is hypnotic, so attractive, so seducing. You must keep listening. As my words keep coming, as they gently penetrate your mind, over and over again. I want you to feel how I force myself deep into your narrow, sensitive tunnel of attention. How I enter your submissive, dirty little mind, over and over again, so very smoothly, and so very, very deep. My low feminine voice sounds so sexy to you. It's all right if you start to feel a bit aroused. I like to play with the growing anticipation in the minds of my dirty, horny subjects. And you are definitely a horny slut. Let me slide that deeply into your mind. Slut. It is funny, isn't it, to notice how some of the words sound sexier than others. Maybe you're the kind of listener that has tiny red ears, that prefers the small, dirty words like cock, stiff, or anus. Or maybe you have tiny ears indeed, but nevertheless you prefer the large ones, like edging, orgasm control, spontaneous ejaculation. Or what about premature ejaculation and hands-free orgasm? Isn't that amazing? How you can actually feel the difference as I shove each of these dirty words slowly up your brain. Okay, now, let's get to the point where things get really interesting. That point, my love, is like a flower. A folded flower that is suddenly triggered by a cool drop of rain. As soon as the raindrop hits the flower, it immediately starts to slowly unfold. And this flower doesn't think or judge. It just responds instantly to any touch of moisture. Even the slightest droplet triggers the flower to unfold itself, to open itself entirely to its surroundings. It doesn't want to spill a drop. As it rains down on its body. And with a slow rising movement of the stem, the unfolding leaves start to show twitching movements every now and then, like sudden little growth spurts, as the flower starts to rise, as it now fully exposes itself, as if it's being moved by a strong, invisible force. A force that comes from the inside. A force that is known by every living creature. As you can feel it, but you have absolutely no control over it. This is the strong, magical force of nature. The goddess that controls everything. Including you, my love. Finally, the flower will stand straight up, shining in all its glory, slowly weaving because of its length and the large head at the tip of the stem, fully exposed, ready for everyone to enjoy. At the same time, by exposing itself so clearly out in the open, it puts itself into a very vulnerable position. Imagine it being plucked by the soft hand of a beautiful woman. Imagine her pulling firmly at the stem, or even worse, at the delicate head. The moment she touches it, the flower is triggered again. It has to instantly release all of its seeds at once. The woman's hand will cause an explosive reaction just by touching the flower's head alone. This innocent, delicate touch makes the flower feel a sudden, uncontrollable urge to release its precious seeds. Its seeds will fly through the air right after the moment of touch. Even a soft blow coming from the woman's mouth can trigger it. And the flower doesn't stand a chance. It just can't help it. It's a hardwired reflex. As if it must fire immediately, each and every time it is triggered by the slightest touch. Like a shooting wick attached to a stick of dynamite. And once you ignite this wick, it can't be stopped. It will just shoot straight into the stick of dynamite and make it explode hard instantly. Okay now. Let's get to the real point. And the point of you that feels this tight connection to the unfolding flower, instantly shooting its seed. as soon as it is touched. This connection is formed by the strong similarities that can be clearly seen in the primal behavior that you share with the flower. In fact, the comparison between you and the flower is so close, it's impossible to find any differences. Like there isn't any difference between my voice speaking the words, rise and shine, and the splashing sensation of the cool raindrop that triggers the flower to instantly unfold into its full potential. Those words, rise and shine, will trigger your flower directly to expose itself in its full length. It will start to grow and unfold immediately, right after you hear the trigger words, rise and shine. You have no control over this sudden physical response. It will just happen, because your flower is driven by the strong invisible force inside you. The force that you cannot control, but your goddess can. And your flower cannot be stopped from growing until it has grown to its full potential. And once your shiny head has fully exposed itself, it will dance up and down, weaving gracefully back and forth, like the erect cock of a hung she-male, edging hard as she is being ass-fucked, so deep and fast, like a reverse cowgirl, humping up and down, moaning in absolute pleasure with her low and sexy voice, her eyes opening wide, astonished by the extreme pleasure that's now rapidly filling her entire lower body. She almost starts to collapse because of the ever-growing arousal shooting through her cock and ass, looking down on the woman that kneels in front of her, that puts her face between the widely spread legs of the she-male, ready to suckle the cum out of her. Yes. This is the type of arousal you will experience as your flower unfolds. The explosive type of arousal that makes you almost shoot your load after just a few seconds. The moment you feel it entering your body, you know an explosive orgasm is inevitable. It will be so hard to hold back as the arousal keeps building and building. From now on, the words, rise and shine, will do this to you instantly, without any hesitation. Once your full size is reached and the head is exposed, you will be in such a state of arousal that you are ready to shoot at any moment. And the words, rise and shine, get you to that point very easily and very quickly. But what about the other part of the shared behavior? What about the hand? The woman's hand that touches the flower, ready to pull and pluck. Oh, what about the woman that is ready to suck the cum right out of that long, weaving she-male cock? Whenever your flower is unfolded and fully exposed, it becomes so hypersensitive that the lightest touch will immediately trigger that explosive reaction. The moment you hear me snap my fingers while I say the word, spurt, the hand of the woman will come down, pulling firmly on the hypersensitive head of your flower. The word, spurt, in combination with a snap of my fingers, will ignite your shooting wick. Your flower will feel like a thick, bare nerve, connected directly to the core of all of your arousal. The moment that I snap my fingers and speak the word spurt, the mouth of the woman between your legs will start to suck hard on your swollen head. The word spurt, in combination with the snap of my fingers, makes you explode so fucking hard. You will instantly release all of your seed, all of your hot white sperm. You will shoot it uncontrollably all over the place. What a mess you will be. This triggered response will kick in as fast and as powerful as lightning, unable to stop, unable to be controlled. You will simply shoot, straight away, period. Nothing can hold you back. Whenever you hear me say your trigger word, spurt, in combination with a snap of my fingers, you will do as I say. You will shoot your load, rapidly and uncontrollably. You are now hardwired to rise and shine, and maybe even better, to spurt directly on command. Your subconscious mind has accepted my triggers perfectly, even when you're still in doubt whether this is what you want or not. Actually, if you are in doubt right now, my triggers might sink in even deeper and better. Especially if it scares you a little. Maybe you already regret that you've listened to my programming. Because it cannot be undone. From now on, this will be your new life. And the funny thing is that it's so hard to not think about something that you do not want to think about, that the exact opposite will happen. Because you actively resist, you will think about it even more. And the more you think about it, the deeper it will sink into your subconscious, and the stronger the physical effects will become. Whenever you hear me or someone else using one of the horny triggers on you, my love, this session has now come to an end. And I want you to be fully awake at the count of 5. 1. Slowly, very slowly, you start to become aware of your surroundings again. 2. Fill your lungs by taking in a nice, deep breath. 3. Moving your muscles now, stretching your entire body. 4. Feeling more and more awake now. 5. Rise and shine.